Colin Firth here now. And first of all, I should say to Colin, what a joy it is to have you back on the show, because we love having you on. Because you have no airs and graces, you're a big-time movie star, but you're just a nice bloke. How have you managed to stay that way?
It's probably something to do with being in your studio.
Well, you're unaffected. You seem unaffected, and that's very refreshing.
I've tried out affectations in my life.
Have you?
It just didn't work very well.
You've asked for nothing. I haven't got to go out to Starbucks and get you a special coffee. You know, there's no minders, nothing.
No, I've just, I abandoned all my efforts.
Well, we did get those jelly beans in special for him in the colours.
Yeah. Oh,
they're all there waiting.
He wants the red ones out.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that's
course.
Okay.
That's all right.
That's all right. Now, Colin is here talking about a movie called Where the Truth Lies, and I have to say I haven't seen it, but Janie did a special trip last night to have a look at it. Who do you play? What's it about? Why is it special?
Certainly it was special in terms of the kind of scripts that come my way. You know, when you open the page, you think, okay, here we are, another buttoned-up Brit, and then about page six, I'm having a psychotic episode.
Because you start off being an excessively nice guy, don't you? I was really quite shocked when you beat that bloke up. That wasn't nice.
It's a wonderful shock, and I think that was a part of the point of casting me.
Yeah.
If it had been Sean Penn or Tim Roth or something, you think, he's already page six and he hasn't beaten anyone up yet. So, to be honest, I'm speaking figuratively when I say about opening the page, because it was originally written for an American. The character was Italian-American.
Right.
And I would have liked to have had a go at playing that, because I think I can, and that's what we actors like to do. And the director said, no, more interesting if you bring your baggage into it.
It's all based around this sort of, you were sort of a comedy singing duo, weren't you, in the 40s?
Mm.
And I love the way it was filmed. It's highly stylized with all these different flashbacks. It's very clever the way that everything is in this film. There's truth, there's deception, there's guilt, there's loads of sex.
Really?
I don't like that bit.
Yeah, there's probably, I think, well, keep my mother away from it.
How much sex on a scale of 1 to 10 would there be?
Probably about 8.
8?
There was some controversy in the States, wasn't there, about its classification?
It hurt the film quite a lot, that, in the end.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it did. I think the jury's often out as to whether that rating is going to cause enough of a stir to help the film, but it didn't, I don't think. Basically, the censorship board, if they'd like to be called that, the MPAA, who are the body in America who make these decisions, gave it what they call an NC-17 rating, which is a kind of flat absolute 18. No one under 18 gets in. And what that does, more than anything else, is stigmatise the film and says to the world, this is the enemy if you're middle American and it's a dirty film, and if you're a good moral soul, you won't even screen it at your cinema.
Mm.
And that's what tends to happen, and commercially it has been known to be catastrophic.
In Where the Truth Lies, the dashing Colin Firth here plays Vince Collins, who, along with his partner Lanny Morris, played by Kevin Bacon, are two of the most adored entertainers in America. Lanny is a manic comedian, while Vince is his cool and collected straight man. What are you? Are you a vaudeville actor? What kind of
entertainer? I would say, without trying to pin it down to any individuals, think of the Rat Pack. Think of that world of Lewis and Martin and
Vince
Lawford. It's more to do with the Vegas scene and the partying on stage.
It must have been great working with Kevin in those scenes, because, I mean, boy, does he go for it.
He is
fantastic.
Such a pro. I mean, he's such a real actor in that way, in the purest sense. He just likes the job for what it is. He will take on anything. He doesn't seem to have any fear of anything. He does it very, very honestly as a real job of work, and then moves on to the next thing. So there's never any embarrassment. And I'm not just talking about having to have my kit off with him, which wasn't been my favourite moment in the film. But I also, we had 3 days to put an act together, which is, we have to suggest, has been going on for years. Mm. And you have to sing in front of each other and jump in the deep end and pretend you have this long history together. And it's great that you have an actor who is down to earth, who has no airs and graces.
Is all this good for your psyche? Because I suppose, in a sense, you want to get away from that romantic lead, that Mr. Darcy, that heartthrob kind of stuff that you'd gotten into a few years back. And you've been doing that steadily, haven't you? I mean, this seems fairly far away from what you usually play.
Yes, I mean, it's what I'm usually associated with, rather than what I usually play, as far as it feels to me. I'm not doing things to try to change anyone's perception. I'm just doing things because that's what interests me.
Yeah.
This time was the first time I realised that the way I am perceived is probably usable in a film.
Mm.
That it's not just, you can't just shut out the rest of the world and pretend that you never did another part and say all that matters is this role.
Mm.
You realise that part of the reason you were cast
is because you're playing against expectations.
Yes, then expectation came along with me.
Yeah.
And there's no getting away from that.
Couple of rumours. I hear that you might be doing Desert Island Discs soon on Radio 4. Is that a true rumour?
That is completely true.
Okay, and you can't tell us what you're going to be picking, or are you working on it now, obviously?
It's a form of torture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Sue Lawley's lovely, and she'll love you. And then also I hear Marks and Spencers are reportedly looking for you for their next celebrity ad campaign. That doesn't...
is that a real rumour, or are you just sort of...
It's got a really? Note.
Had you not heard that one before?
No. That's a good one, though, isn't it?
It's not underpants, is it?
I believe it is.
After seeing you in that movie, yeah. They know what they're missing.
Yeah. I don't think so. If they see me in that film, I think I've lost the job.
Or maybe it's to advertise their shepherd's pies. I'm not really sure. Also, Nanny McPhee's going well, isn't it? That's a good...
Yes, it is. I've just heard some figures which are very pleasing, and it was one of those things where I think it's a great pleasure to sit amongst children and families while that film's going on. It's very satisfying.
Next project for you, what are you going to be doing next?
I've just come off a Sandals and Togas Swords film. I've just given my Roman soldier.
Have you?
Yes, I have. With trousers.
Where the Truth Lies opens in cinemas nationwide on the 2nd of December. Sounds a really interesting project. And the film company have just delivered some music, so as we go out, we'll play some music.
Great.
For them. It's not too rude, is it? Is it going to be okay?
Rude music?
I don't think the rude music's too rude. You'll be all right.
Okay, well, you're safe with the music.
What shall I give it? An 18? I'll give it a PG, okay,
yeah,
the music.
Yeah.
Thank you, Colin. Colin Firth, everybody. Thank you. Very nice to see you again. Colin Firth, you're in the news.